The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
In our loud, crowded, frantic, impersonal world, social graces seem about as relevant as Downton Abbey. But mother's advice to mind your manners, because manners matter, is still sound, especially when you're doing something like, looking for a job. In the weekend edition of the Vancouver Sun, etiquette consultant Carrie Macbeth explains etiquette tips for a shifting business landscape. As a public service, I'd like to share some of her tips with you because it's the polite thing to do. First off, Carrie notes that 60% of business is done over a meal, which immediately puts a guy like me at a disadvantage. My motto has always been, can't talk, eating. To further stack the odds against me, she cites that knowledge is 15% of why you're going to get the job. The rest is social skills. Then comes the good part, the grocery list of do's and don'ts. At lunch, for instance, don't talk business until you've ordered. I'm guessing because you'll be constantly interrupted by the server who's anxious to get the show on the road. At dinner, no blabbing about business until after the main course. A big don't to putting your cell phone on the table, unless you're re-gifting it to your host. By the way, it's not necessary to cough up anything for the meal other than a handwritten thank you card later. Business etiquette also requires your potential employer to pick up the tab. Don't order spaghetti. Wearing your meal is not a sign of how much you enjoyed it. Don't order the most expensive thing on the menu. This makes you look financially irresponsible. It's better to be a cheap date. Do follow your host's lead. Sit when he sits, grab your napkin when she does, and so on. For networking events, Miss Manners Macbeth suggests keeping your right hand free to shake hands. So unless the job you're going for is professional juggler, grab a drink or a nosh with your left, but better not try both. Carrie Macbeth has plenty more manner minders, but I take exception to one in particular. Cheese causes instant bad breath, she says. Who is she to disagree when Best Health magazine counts cheese and yogurt as two of the best fighters of halitosis? No, my personal recommendation is to ease up on the shrimp, oysters, and crab puffs, because if you get in my face and your breath smells like a tuna trawler, I'm liable to puke on your shoes. My name's Gal Coat. Welcome to music that's always a breath of fresh air. From The Vibes by Empresarios, once again at the top of our chart for January, it's Encanto, a love song to their island home of Puerto Rico, from World Beat Canada.
Mi pueblo. bombean desde que tú eras cachorro. Desde Oso Blanco hasta el Morro, vengo escuchando salsa desde el día en que nací. A 180 en la recta final de Bicosí. Vengo desde el caserío donde nos sobra la furia, Marta India y el Caburria. Vengo donde el sol de mayo a mí me quita lo de hincho, desde las tripletas y los pinchos, donde con la música tú pierdes mira la virginidad de la casa de Clemente y Trinidad.
Um lugar muito distante, a caravana chegou. Ela veduto Oriente, poi io te buchi mando, te buchi mando, te buchi mando, te buchi mando.
Starting the year with an incredible album called The Colors of Brazil, that is Cabruera from northeastern Brazil, and a mix of tribal funk called Filhos do Vento, before that Empresarios from The Vibes and Encanto. Here is Julie Black, a Canadian R&B singer, with Caribbean songstress Tanya Stevens and Bom Bom, the remix.
Julie Black, Tanya Stevens, a wee this. I burn it down flat to no breeze. Then rise up from the ashes like a phoenix and burn it again upon the remix.
I understand the reason that you wanna please me. I don't mean to tease you, but I gotta teach you. You see me, I'm a queen, but can you meet my royal needs? I know that in your fantasy, you really wanna touch me, but you can't rush me.
Never give it to just anyone. For my gift, you're a sharp man. I respect your ambition for thinking you can handle all of this. He told me, baby, I could handle that. Wind your body, baby, throw it back. Bet you I give you a heart attack. Blow it up when I give that. Me tell him, baby, you can handle that. Wind my body when me give that. Bet you I give you a heart attack. Blow it up when me give that.
One look at my body and I know I give you fever. You take a taste, you might go and have a seizure.
Yeah.
You see me, I'm a queen, but can you meet my royal needs? I know that in your fantasy, you really wanna touch me, but you can't rush me.
Never give it to just anyone. For my gift, you're a sharp man. I respect your ambition for thinking you can handle all of this. He told me, baby, I could handle that. Find your body, baby.
Waterfront Theater. Bia is a Brazilian singer and songwriter. After winning awards in France for her first album in 1997 and in Quebec for her self-produced 2015 album Navegar, Bia is riding a wave to Vancouver, accompanied by cellist Sheila Hannigan, presented by Neo Geo Productions in collaboration with Caravan World Rhythms and the Vancouver Latin American Cultural Center. Aurelio and Garifuna Soul draws on the Afro-Caribbean Garifuna culture of descendants of escaped slaves in Honduras, Belize, and Guatemala. The music has a brisk, light-fingered Caribbean lilt carried by Aurelio Martinez's plucked acoustic guitar and impassioned voice. A wonderful opportunity to catch this artist live and intimate at the St. James Hall, presented by CAP Global Roots Series, who are also presenting at the K. Meek Center, Cuban-Canadian singer-songwriter Alex Cuba, Saturday, February 6th at 8 p.m. With a second Latin Grammy Award win this fall and a Grammy nomination for his latest album, Healer, Cuba is taking the global pop scene by storm these days, is he ever? February 6th also, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at VCC Campus East Broadway, it's VCC Guitar Day. Free workshop sessions with VCC guitar and bass faculty Adrian Videjo, Daryl Janke, Stephen Fisk, and Lawrence Mollerup. Giveaways from Long McQuaid, pre-audition screening. Topics include guitar and sound design, mechanics, melody chords, right-hand techniques, target practice, goals, and structure. Target practice? Bass techniques as well. That's all happening down at VCC, and it's all free. Wait to hear what happens when Frankie Goes to Hollywood meets Ollie Goes to Bollywood. That's our Touch of the Familiar in just a few shakes. Trio Populaire are a trio from Montreal, Quebec, and they have a new album called Occidental, and the title track is straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada, another debut just for you, and our headquarters are 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. My name is Cal Coat.
We'll be right back.
oyster. And we've strung together some real musical pearls. This is World Beat Canada.
Canada, Canada,
Canada, Canada, Canada.
Los niños juegan. Come see us play. Come see us play. Come see us play.
Los niños juegan. La lluvia llega, pero se queda. Los niños juegan. Cae la noche, el sol se esconde y ellos se quedan. Los niños juegan.
Los niños juegan, la lluvia llega, pero se queda.
British sound designer Richard Blair returns to Bogota to capture some of the traditional sounds and work them into a very modern piece of music. On Supernatural Love, the title of his latest album, and Come See Us Play. Trio Popular before that, and the title track to their album, Occidental. Time again for your touch of the familiar, and this is an album that we introduced you to last week by Ollie and the Bollywood Orchestra. It's called Ollie Goes to Bollywood, and as their name might suggest, there is an interesting South Asian tribute to Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Just relax, it's your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada. That is way cool. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, getting the Bollywood treatment from Ollie Goes to Bollywood, a new album to your ears and mine from World Beat Canada, full of great new discs to kick off the new year. Another one is called Over by St. Petersburg native, originally now living in L.A., Julia Vorontsova. We had a chance to chat about this disc, and you're invited to listen in on the conversation. That's coming up next. You are listening to World Beat Canada, and it's great to have you along no matter where you're listening. Our home base is Vancouver, and 98.3 Roundhouse Radio is the place. My name is Cal Coote. Julia Vorontsova's sophomore release Over represents crossing over from a childhood in St. Petersburg, Russia, to womanhood in Los Angeles, California, explored through the Russian poetic traditions of old and contemporary themes of self-discovery, relationships, and multiple identities. Julia is on the line to tell us more. Congratulations on the album, Julia. Where have we reached you?
Thank you. I'm in Los Angeles currently.
Hey, I know it's weird talking about album art on the radio, but Over is our album cover of the week. Can you tell us about this striking photograph?
Well, this is a photograph of myself as a child in St. Petersburg in front of, like, I don't know what it's called. In Russian, it's called Admiralteystvo. It's like a naval
academy?
Yes, and I guess it's winter, and I remember wearing this blue winter jacket and pants. The first attempt at the cover was like a graphic portrait of me. We took a photograph and we played with it, and it turned out very, very, it was blue, different shades of blue over black, and then people told me it looked like it was like techno music. Then I decided I need something more Russian, and came up with this star to make sure people will get the reference.
For sure.
And, you know, I looked at different pictures, and I put them over like a blank CD case, and that one worked well.
Yeah, I think it's an incredibly intriguing image. You mentioned that 7 years is the age of reason for a child. Over took 7 years to make and is now of age to travel the world. Is it a kind of journal? Is that what took so long, like the story had to play out?
I don't know if it was a journal so much, because I've written those songs earlier. I just had finished them. They had to like come to, you know, ripeness. It took me so long because I tried playing with different musicians, and I tried different arrangements, and sometimes it was more jazzy, sometimes it was much more rock, and then I just didn't know what direction I'm going in. I just wanted it to be, you know, like sound right to me. And I think it just had to like mature, and I had to mature to be able to pull it off, because I didn't know how to make an album when I started. My first album came out on Avaton Book Company, and they did all the work. I didn't do anything. So this was, I guess it was a journey in a sense.
Well, I'm in love with the musical atmospheres that you've created for this album, especially the guitar work. You're a guitarist, but you also contribute unique sounds of ocarina and kalimba. What can you tell us about this unique musical palette that you've formed?
I first recorded bass, drums, my guitar and vocals. And that was a very, very standard, I guess, instrumentation, and I wanted to make it more different. To find the guitarist, it took me a while. I played with different people over time, and I wanted somebody who can like appreciate the beauty, but at the same time not be afraid to break it. And I think that's what my idea was behind the, you know, the guitar partitions. I wanted him to bring in like some very nice melodical beauty, but then some very nice distorted guitar that would like just let it put it all into pieces. And the guitarist is my friend Vic Vima. He's from Argentina. He lives in New York. So we worked long distance, and he gave me different tracks, different moods. I kind of guided him. And I think he has like this Latin touch in it. I don't know if you can sense it, but that's something I really enjoy also. Like there's a little bit of that Latin, I don't know, maybe even flamenco in there.
For sure, yeah.
And there is a dichotomy, or as you call it, an in-betweenness between the 19th century and the 21st, between West and East. You see it as a very creative place. Why is that?
I feel like I have no anchors. Like I have to explore on my own again. And I feel very Russian, but not in Russia of today, because I don't live there. I may think that I know the people and I know what it's like, but I really don't, because I live here.
Right.
And so for me, it's this ideal that just, you know, exists in my head, and I create based on that, mixed with all my influences that came in after, you know, all my travels and all my exposures to different cultures.
Yeah, and that includes Warsaw, Poland. You were in France. As you said, at home is where your shoes are. So do you feel like a little bit of a nomad?
I do, definitely feel like a nomad or gypsy. Like I used to, you know, get hung over it and think like I, you know, I don't know, I don't feel like I belong. I don't know where I am, where's my home. And then I said, dude, it's just anywhere, you know, wherever I take off my shoes at night, that's where my home is today.
Beautiful. World Beat Canada is on the air with Julia Vorontsova, who has just released her second album. It's called Over. Her first album is From St. Petersburg with Love. Google over to her website, juliavorontsova.com, and you can order both. Julia, you tell us you write from the perspective of three characters inside you. Can you introduce them to us?
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to sound a little bit crazy. I feel like there's an old woman, very cynical and bitter in me, who, you know, puts everybody else down. She's the one who tells you your dreams are not going to come true, you're never going to make it happen, you know, you're just naive and young. And then there's this young guy who is the poet, who is very much inspired, very much a free soul and nomad that thinks of the road that opened to him and goes on this adventure. It's not this way to fail or get hurt or, you know, he's the fearless one. And then there is, like, me, myself, this, you know, the woman who is trying to make sense out of the two other characters.
Well, I can see the two other characters, one on each shoulder, right? And sort of guiding you along through life. Well, Juliet, thank you so much for your time. We'll wrap this up appropriately with the song Over. Can you set this song up for us? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a title song because I guess this whole album kind of marks an end of a relationship and an end of myself contemplating over that relationship. I wrote this song after I broke up with my ex-girlfriend and I was flying from New York to Paris. And we were flying over England, I thought, and she was in England at the time. And I thought I can just point into the direction where she lived. And that song came to me in the airplane. I didn't have a guitar, just, you know, had the melody and the words in my head. And then once we landed, I figured out how to play it on the guitar. At first, it was just like the slow part of the song, like the sad part of the song. And then while I started playing it, and like the upbeat part came in, and I felt like I was also liberated from all that pain and emptiness, and that I was kind of like over in a sense that I'm levitating above, and in a sense that it's finished.
Thank you. Papua, Isisifo, Kualava, Tahileo, Tahioloto. Hey, I only to laugh, oh no. Tino Otela, Tuhakatahi, Tangata, Fafineta, Mighty Uma. Mawalo ate halotonga. Telalu langi kota kamilo. Mata mata mai West Papua. Kalala ikilunga Papua Isisifo Kualava Tahileo Tahioloto. Hea iholi tula ono. Camilo, mata mata mai, West Papua. Kalala ikilunga West Papua. Kalala ikilunga Teahi kua kakaha Hakalala ikilunga.
From Tokelau, a chain of three atolls in the very South Pacific, that is Te Vaka, and a shout out to West Papua. Papua Sisifo from their new album. Thinking about winter in St. Petersburg, and I just had to hear something from the tropics. My thanks to Julia Vorontsova for that enlightening interview and a great album. It's called Over, which we are far from. Oh, by the way, if you want to see something like our weekly album cover of the week and read about our review of a great album by Cabruera called Colors of Brazil, and catch our charts and our new articles and everything, just write to me at worldbeatcanada@roundhouseradio.com. I'll put you on our newsletter e-list. Algerian rocker Rachid Taha is next from his album Tekatwa. Who are you? From World Beat Canada, my name's Cal Cote.
T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
T'es pas qui, t'es pas quoi?
T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
Mais toi, t'es qui, t'es quoi?
N'oublie pas qu'avant toi,
il y en a d'autres que toi.
Et qu'après toi, crois-moi,
il y en aura, il y en aura. T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
T'es pas qui, t'es pas quoi?
T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
Mais toi, t'es qui, t'es quoi? Il y en aura de la bavure.
Et des collés au mur.
Et dans ce tas d'ordures.
Y aura-t-il toi, y aura-t-il moi?
Y aura-t-il toi, y aura-t-il moi? Y aura-t-il les langues de bois? Des selles en tout cas, y en aura. Du sang qui coule, y en aura pas.
T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
T'es pas qui, t'es pas quoi?
T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
Mais toi, t'es qui, t'es quoi? Y aura-t-il toi, y aura-t-il moi, y aura-t-il les langues de bois, des ciels en tout cas, y en aura, du sang qui coule, y en aura pas.
Il n'était qu'une fois
où ça ne finira.
Mais tout ça,
c'est entre toi et moi.
T'es qui, dis-moi, si t'es pas toi? Si t'es pas moi, dis-moi, t'es qui?
Qui toi?
Toi t'es qui moi?
T'es pas qui, t'es pas quoi?
T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
Mais toi t'es qui, t'es quoi? N'oublie pas qu'avant toi
y en a d'autres que toi.
Et qu'après toi, crois-moi,
y en aura, y en aura. T'es qui toi, mais t'es qui moi? Si t'es pas moi, dis-moi t'es qui? T'es qui, dis-moi si t'es pas toi? Si t'es pas moi, dis-moi t'es qui?
Pas moi, dis-moi t'es qui, 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 t'es
qui, t'es qui,
t'es qui, t'es qui, t'es qui, t'es qui, t'es
qui, t'es qui,
t'es qui, t'es qui, t'es qui, t'es qui, t'es qui, t'es qui, t'es qui, t'es qui,
يتفلي كرم بالي تهوضا ويني هباهو يتفلي
shifting sub-Saharan sands at his Terracaf from their new album Alone and Karambani. I'm glad to have your company this hour for World Beat Canada. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Check out Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser, our sister broadcast. Start at the homepage. That is worldbeatcanada.com. And also check out our blog at calcopyrite.com. If you'd like to connect with us, do so at our contacts page. We'd love to hear from you. Here is Love Psychedelico, a duo from Japan who really were smitten by the whole classic rock sound of the Fab Four, and Standing Bird to take us home. But bird is not our last word. That goes to Hawaii 5-0 star Jack Lord, who said, "What you have, what you are, your looks, your personality, your way of thinking is unique. No one in the world is like you. So capitalize on it."
Oh, Copyright Communications.